from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ooh, we have some breaking news, Mike Bell, and this is big. Oren, you can kill the music because this will take up the rest of our show. Atlanta is trading DeJounte Murray to the New Orleans Pelicans, according to Adrian Wojnarowski.
For who?
That is yet to TBD. So, Oren, the second you see an update on this, please let us know.
Is it Brandon Ingram?
I would hope so.
I mean, when you think about the luxury tax, and you think about what Brandon – now, we is Brandon, what's now what is Brandon – look it up.
We got to look it up. We'll go to Spotrac.
All right,
we'll
real quick. Because Brandon Ingram would be the play.
Spotrac.
DeJounte Murray, guys, going to New Orleans Pelicans. This was rumored that somebody was – it was Orlando – and it was New Orleans amongst Woj and Shams Charania as far as the most, if there was ever something to be done. Steve Koonin joined us earlier. And in the tradition of Steve Koonin and Darren Eales, doesn't give us the scoop, but told us something might be forthcoming.
Okay, so Brandon Ingram is earning $36 million next year, then is an unrestricted free agent.
It's an expiring contract.
It's an expiring contract.
This is what I wanted, but I wanted to trade Capella and some other stuff. But we had to get DeJounte off the books.
Yes.
Two bold dominant guards do not coexist. Trey stays. DeJounte goes.
What's the update, Oren?
I got some bad news.
Okay.
Larry Nance and 2 first-round picks for DeJounte Murray.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. That's...
Are you freaking kidding me?
The picks are okay, but Larry Nance...
Larry Nance and a couple of number one picks. Jeez, why can't we have nice things? Go get Brandon Ingram. Get in the friggin' luxury tax wrestler, you cheapskate.
It's the...
I mean, come on. How many more years are we going to do this? We're going to run this back. We get DeJounte off the books. You can't make Brandon Ingram over here work. Unless, now, in the Hawks' defense, unless Brandon's representatives were not interested in Atlanta.
Larry Nance last year averaged 5.7 points per game. He played in 60 games, didn't start any of them. He shot 57% from the floor, and he was from 3.41.
So we dumped DeJounte for the future of nothing.
Also, we got Dyson Daniels, too, guys.
I don't know.
I mean, am I out of my mind to say, why can't we leverage Brandon Ingram on the last year of his deal?
No, you're not, Mike.
Listen. Are we ever going to improve this freaking team? I started the 5 o'clock hour. Guys, I don't sit in the press box. I'm just like you. I'm a freaking fan. I want to be motivated to go to State Farm, to pay for the friggin' parking at the CNN deck, to buy the friggin' overpriced cocktails, and go watch some basketball. I mean, come on.
So Dyson Daniels was the number 8 overall pick in 2022. He hasn't really played. He's 21 years old. He averaged 6 points and 4 rebounds a game last year. So another project piece. Mike, I understand the need to recoup those picks, and I guess technically you got back 2 out of the 3. But when we knew that one of these guys was going to be moved and the future of the franchise now rests in Trae Young's hands once again, this was not what I was expecting back. You needed more.
Who we trade for?
You traded for Larry Nance Jr.
So the whole
Dyson Daniels.
It's Larry Nance Jr., Dyson Daniels, the 2025 first-round pick from the Pelicans via the Lakers and a least favorable Milwaukee New Orleans 2027 first round pick. So you got a first rounder next year. It doesn't say, it just says least favorable. So okay. I guess whatever pick neither one of them wants, we can have. But it's in the first round.
That's not good enough. It's just that's my initial gut reaction, Mike, because that's your big card, right? This was the Hawks' big card to move, right? You were either going to move from Trae Young or you were going to move from DeJounte Murray. You chose to move from DeJounte Murray. That part of it is fine. I think Trae Young, Zachary Risache, and Jalen Johnson, there's your new nucleus. But at the end of the day, to get back two first-round picks and those players is not good enough.
But you're trying to save face, I guess, among some of the fan base. All the fan base wants to do is win. Look, you screwed up by going for two ball-dominant guards that don't coexist. You gave up three first-rounders. Schlenk would not sign off it. You moved Schlenk out. I'm glad you got two back. But, again, that means 2029, 2030 by the time we know what these guys are.
Those players develop, exactly. And so what's the ideology of the front office?
It's cheap.
Mike?
We're out of the luxury tax because Ressler won't spend the money.
What is the ideology?
Guys, we appreciate our partners. I said this at 5 o'clock. I get so exasperated. So we got DeJounte off the books, and now we got to wait to see whatever it's going to becomes. And you could not have made a way somehow to make the salaries work. Yes, Brandon Ingram could come here if Ressler would get into luxury tax. Won't do it. Won't do it.
At least for right now. At least for right now.
It's move one, maybe many more, to play devil's advocate and give them the benefit of the doubt. But you feel my frustration.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.